By now, you'll know that there's no shortage of interesting numbers and metrics associated with your health. One of these, which I came across recently, is something called biological age. And you might well ask questions like, wait, what is biological age if not the age I wrote on that recent form? What are the factors that affect this biological age? And why does this online calculator tell me my biological age is 41 when in fact I am only 37? All this and more on today's episode. Welcome.
Welcome to One Rep at a Time, a podcast from CultFit that encourages you to become a healthier, better, and happier version of yourself by building small, sustainable habits. Let's welcome your host, Deepak Gopalakrishnan, or Chuck.
Hello and welcome to week 9 and episode 41 of One Rep at a Time by CultFit. And this week, we're going to go a little deeper inside our bodies. Not in a surgical way or in a Rick and Morty way, that's a reference for you, but understanding some more of the things that keep us ticking. The more we know our bodies, the more informed choices we can make. Alright, so your chronological age is how many calendar years you've been alive. So if you say on your passport application form that you're 37, you're 37 calendar years old, or you better be, or you're going to have to go through that whole process all over again. Your biological age, and some machines might call this like a body age or something like that, is a measure of how old your organs are based on how they have been used. In other words, a biological age is how old your body seems or feels. You've probably known someone who seems much, much fitter than the average person of their age. That's a case of their biological age being far lower than their chronological age. So when people say age is just a number, they're probably referring to the latter. The idea should be to try and reduce the biological age as much as possible. With the right lifestyle, it is possible to do this. For example, and why not? Wouldn't it be awesome if our bodies perpetually felt like they were 23? Ah, 23. Anyway, biological age can be considered as the rate of aging as reported by measuring organ health. So the question becomes, can you actually reverse this biological age? Well, one US government body study conducted on males between 50 and 72 showed that it is possible to reverse a biological age by up to 3 years. To achieve this, you need, well, you know what's coming, alterations to diet, sleep, exercise, and even guided relaxation. What's more, consuming certain supplements with probiotics and phytonutrients helped. So while genetics might play a part, there are several things that are within our control. Needless to say, lifestyle factors like smoking, stress, diet, and exercise all affect biological age. I remember the popular meme of Barack Obama of how he looked when he entered office and how he looked when he left. Let's just say that he aged way more than 8 years or so it seemed. If you're curious as to how this biological age reversal thingy comes about, I need to tell you about telomeres. Without getting too technical or biological, telomeres are part of your DNA that dictate how quickly your cells age and die. The longer they are, the better. The older a person is, the shorter their telomeres are likely to be. One study even found that people with shorter telomeres were more likely to have an early death or develop a disease or neurodegenerative disorder. Another study suggests that maintaining a healthy lifestyle can actually lengthen the telomeres, meaning, boom, reverse aging. So how can you lower your biological age? If you've been listening to this podcast, you know the usual advice. And it's not very different here either. Eat well, sleep well, mix strength along with cardio in your workouts, go easy on the cheat meals, keep your stress in check, etc., etc. But there are some things you could do specifically. One, build muscle. You start losing substantial muscle mass after 40. So having a good base before it really, really helps. Compound lifts are your friend, and the testosterone produced helps prevent chances for heart disease. Flexibility is important. So take the time to do stretches and extended mobilities. Even though it may not burn calories, it's great for overcoming the ill effects of sitting at a computer all day, which, let's face it, a lot of us do. Then you could eat more omega-3 or more gut-healthy foods and antioxidants. Sleep well and honestly just try new things. Keep staying young. Some folks I know have gotten to all kinds of hobbies post the age of 40, which keeps their bodies and minds fresh. Then even the biological age will just be a number. By the way, you can calculate your biological age through a number of online calculators. All of these use different parameters and guidelines, so check several of them out and drop a kind of average. Don't get too hung up about this though, because it's more a guide really rather than a hard and fast biomarker. Alright, it's time for Cool Down, that part of the show where I give you a fun little piece of trivia related to the topic of the show, and this time I thought I'd look at various oldest person to records. Jack Reynolds is a Britishman who is the world's oldest person to zipline at the age of 106. Well, tell that to someone next time they ask whether 36 isn't too old to be jumping a trampoline at a music festival. Okay, maybe. Let's skip the personal stories for later. Last week I told you about Betty Goddard, who became the world's oldest trapeze artist at 84. Then how about skydiving? With all the intensity involved, you'd think that's a sport for younger folks, right? Well, not for Bryson Hayes, who did a 15,000 foot dive when he was 100 and 101. You don't need to look to the Guinness Book for inspiration. It can be all around us. Recently, when I did a scuba diving vacation, I came across this group of Europeans, and a couple of them were probably in their 70s. Their verve, their zest, their energy just blew me away. Oh, and the oldest person ever to live? Jean Calment passed away at the age of 122 years and 164 days. Wow. And that's it for this episode of this podcast. If you'd like to say hi, my details are in the notes of this episode. I'll see you here tomorrow. And remember, like your exercise routine, take life one rep at a time. See you tomorrow.
You've been listening to One Rep at a Time by Cult Fit. Follow us on Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you're looking for sustainable weight loss coaching, check out the Cult Transform program on the Cult Fit podcast.